Brings us to item 12, other matters that may come before this council. This is an opportunity for items that weren't on this agenda for action to be discussed briefly tonight. We'll start with the public. Anything from the public tonight? Mr. Bertolotto.
You're carrying your coat there. You got a flag there.
Good evening, council and Mr. Mayor. I guess this is just more of an information thing than anything. I was approached here just recently, and it was a little bit disturbing. I've had to have the police come to my place of business three times since I've been there. I'm located at the corner of Sherman and Junction Avenue. First time was for a break-in. The second time was from when a guy pulled a gun on me last year during the rally. And the third time for plowing snow, which happened last Thursday. Not a big deal. The reason I'm bringing this up, I'm hoping that the council will address their ordinance for the coming year. You know, we're about out of snow.
Theoretically.
We got about 4 weeks left, and things will be melting, and this is, everybody will be happy. There'll be green grass, and trees will be coming out, and all that business. I make a very, very strong attempt to keep my lot clean and my sidewalk clean, according to ordinance. I push almost all of my snow on my own lot, and I take pride in keeping it clean. We have quite a bit of foot traffic by there, believe it or not, on Junction Avenue. A lot of people walking downtown from out in the residential area. So anyway, a really nice young officer stopped the other morning when I was pushing snow, and he says, well, he said, I've been asked to come down and talk to you about pushing snow in the street. And I said, well, why don't you kind of enlighten me or just a little bit? So he says, well, he says, you know, you're pushing snow out to so far in the street. And I said, well, I'm pushing it out to the edge of where the city is plowing. Okay, so I have not gone past that. So I have this huge windrow, which incidentally I can't get through unless I push it out. I can't even get onto my lot. Both on all three sides. I happen to have a driveway on the south side, the north side, and, of course, facing Junction Avenue. In more than one time, I've come in there, and if it's not flown clear up onto my lot, I've got a lot of times up to a 2 and 2.5 foot ridge that literally my help can't even get across. So I push it around, I open things up, so on and so forth, and that's what I was doing here the other day. So with that said, I said, well, let's take a walk. I took this young officer, and like I say, I congratulate the chief on the quality of his officers. He was very cordial and so on and so forth, and he says, well, he says, I really don't see anything here that's an issue. He says, even though I was asked to come down here and talk to you. And I said, well, I said, I don't either. I said, I try to keep things, you know, as good as I can. And I said, so speaking of pushing on the street, I said, I happen to have a picture of it here. My neighbor across the street at Harley Davidson, they are literally stacking snow on the street. I've got it on a CD or on a zip drive if you want to put it out. I've never said a word about it. Don't intend to. I've got a picture here of sidewalks that have never been touched all winter that I know of. There's actually several of them. This is Kitty Corner from my property. It's an out-of-state owner. Lives in Colorado. I don't think they've touched their sidewalk all stinking winter long. I don't know if they've ever been contacted. Does anybody know here if they have been? Do we contact out-of-state owners? What do we do with them?
It's been
well, I can tell you I see it every week. And it's been shoveled very, very little. And I'm wondering if there's been an officer that's contacted them. They have me. Probably not. Here's another one right across from the library, which is right across from City Hall. Again, I don't know how long it's been since that's been shoveled. Here's another one on Lazelle Street, or excuse me, on Junction Avenue. I don't know, hot leathers used to own that building. I don't know how long it's been since it's been shoveled, but as of today, it still hasn't been shoveled. So I guess all I'm asking for is fair consideration of, number one, your local business owners, and also the out-of-state business owners. You know, what's good for us is also good for them. And I was a little surprised when, like I say, when an officer showed up on my doorstep or actually on my lot. And I try to keep that very well cleaned off. In fact, today I hired snow removal to push up most of what the city had plowed up in the right-of-way. And it's back there in a pile on my lot. And that's what I'll continue to do. So if somebody's got a problem with it, come and see me. You don't need to send the police after me. Not necessary. That's all I've got. Please address it before next year so we don't have to go through this again. I know there's another business down the street that's had issues with it. You know, as I drive around town, guys, you got an issue there with your ordinance from what I see, because some people are following it, and a lot of people aren't. So just put everybody on this on a fair playing table, and I think everybody will be happy.
Thank you.
Any other input from the public on other matters? How about council?
I have a letter that I've been asked to read. This letter is relative to the city's meetings with the campground, outside campground areas. I'll just go ahead and read the letter, and then there's also a statement in opposition to the city's Sturgis proposal ambulance fee on campgrounds outside of the city of Sturgis and alternates. That's quite lengthy, and so I'm not going to read that, but I'm going to turn that over to Faye so that she can put it in the record. This letter is, Dear Council Members, I am Edward Miller. I am writing to you today on behalf of the South Dakota Campground Owners Association. I am the current president of the association. I also own Rush No More RV Resort and Campground just outside of Sturgis. I'm writing to urge you to oppose the Sturgis City plan to impose fees on campgrounds for ambulance services. I have spoken to many of the owners whose campgrounds would be affected by this ultimatum. This idea has not been well thought out and prepared, and would unfairly impose a fee on selected private property owners while ignoring other property owners. The vote to establish fire and ambulance districts failed on January 29, 2019. The voters have spoken on this issue. The city can't get a second bite of the apple to bill only certain property owners for these services. This proposal is arbitrary and capricious. I have attached a more lengthy statement in opposition to this proposal. It summarizes how the city's own presentation to campground owners is not valid. In it, they explain that they want to charge campgrounds for ambulance services during the rally, but then they go on to extrapolate the costs for the entire year and apply a portion of their losses to these campgrounds. Campground owners don't mind paying their fair share for essential services, but we shouldn't be singled out for a service that should universally cover all citizens in the same geographic area. It is unclear that this idea is even legal under state law, which requires ambulance services when a call is requested. The city refuses to provide call records to show their presumptions on losses are accurate and valid. Several campground owners have contacted the ambulance service, which had different call numbers than those the city claimed on their billing letters. We can't discuss any proposal unless we all can study and discuss the underlying call facts and figures that the city doesn't want to provide to us. Call records and billing documents that have redacted personal information according to HIPAA and other privacy statutes should be made available to the public. Transparency is critical to an open and positive dialogue. The city should be negotiating with the county to once again obtain a contribution for ambulance and fire services that are provided to county residences. Lawrence County contributes to Sturgis Ambulance Services. Different services are needed by different property owners in the county. Rural landowners enjoy the benefit of having their gravel roads graded, mag-watered, and maintained. Many campgrounds privately maintain roads, so we don't benefit from the road service, but our property taxes contribute to them. The county should bear the cost of ambulance services for those property owners who receive them. This spreads the burden among all county taxpayers and is precisely why the county government exists. Campground owners pay higher property tax to the county than many other property owners, and services that are essential should be provided by the county. We should not now be singled out to pay additional fees for a service that should be paid from tax dollars. Thank you for your consideration. Sincerely, Edward C. Miller, owner Rush No More RV Resort and Campground. And then he had an attachment. The following campgrounds have been contacted and agree with this statement and oppose the Sturgis plan to impose free fees on campgrounds for ambulance services. Due to the time of year, I have been unable to get in touch with all affected campgrounds, but of the campgrounds I have contacted, all are opposed to this effect. And those, a list of those is Rush No More, RV Resort and Campground, Susie's Campground, No Name City Campground, Kathmandu Campground, Kickstands Campground, Glencoe Campground, Pappy Hoyle Campground, Buffalo Chip Campground, Shade Valley Campground, Bear Butte Creek Campground, Lamphere Ranch, Creekside Campground, Ride and Rest Campground, Cottonwood Creek, The Patch, Bulldog Creek Campground, Dakota Frontier Campground, and Steel Pony Campground.
I was trying to keep track, but I only heard of one that's in the city limits. Steel Ponies.
Well, I was asked to read that, and I did. And Faye, I've got a copy of, Daniel has a copy of the letter, and I have a copy of the statement in opposition that I'll hand to you.
Anything else before the council? Not on the agenda tonight, public or council. Well, I believe we covered all items in the executive session.
I make a motion to adjourn to Honolulu.
All of us, Ron? We have a first by Ron to adjourn.
I'll be grudging.
There's a second by Rhea. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes. Opposed to no. We're adjourned.